Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing to a rebound this morning. Are we shaking off that ugly end to last week?
It certainly looks like we're trying to. The market is definitely poised for a higher open. But let's not forget, Friday's slide was pretty rough. It capped a negative week driven by a mix of softened economic data, the Fed holding rates, and of course, those new tariff announcements that spooked everyone.
And some weakness in the mega caps after their earnings didn't help either. It felt like a perfect storm of headwinds.
Exactly. We hit new record highs on Thursday, and then it all just fizzled out. This morning's bounce is encouraging, but the market is still digesting a lot. Overseas, the picture is mixed. Europe is trading nicely in the green, but in Asia, Japan's Nikkei fell about 1.3%.
What's driving the action in Europe?
A couple of things. BP announced a massive oil and gas discovery off the coast of Brazil, its largest in 25 years. Plus, there's growing chatter that the Bank of England could start cutting rates. On the flip side, China is reportedly holding back the supply of critical minerals to Western defense contractors, which is a headline we need to watch.
Got it. Now, turning back to the U.S., there's some political news that could impact the markets. What's this about the Fed?
That's a big one. The president is expected to announce a new Federal Reserve governor to replace Adriana Kugler. This is important because it could really accelerate the nomination of the next Fed chair. Getting his own people in these key positions seems to be a major priority.
Interesting. So more potential for shakeups at the top. What about the economic calendar for today?
It's surprisingly light, especially compared to last week. The only real report on the docket is June factory orders at 10 a.m. Eastern. So today, the focus is really going to be on corporate news and earnings.
And we have a ton of earnings out this morning. Who are the big winners?
Tyson Foods is a clear standout. They beat on both earnings per share and revenue, and they raised their full-year revenue outlook. People gotta eat, and Tyson is delivering. We also saw strong beats from BioNTech and IDEXX Labs.
Okay, so some strong reports there. Let's get to the individual stock movers because there is a lot of action. What's this huge M&A deal?
M&A Monday is in full effect. HNI Corporation is acquiring Steelcase in a deal worth about $2.2 billion. As a result, shares of Steelcase, ticker SCS, are just soaring, up over 40% in the pre-market. A massive premium on that deal.
Wow. And Spotify is also on the move?
Yes, Spotify is trading up about 5%. They announced they're raising prices for their premium subscriptions in September. It's a bold move, testing their pricing power. And so far, Wall Street is applauding it.
And you can't have a market open without some news from Apple, right?
Of course not. The latest report is that Apple is developing its own in-house AI answer engine to compete with products like ChatGPT. It seems like the AI arms race is just getting started. And Apple is making its move.
So, putting this all together, futures are up. We have some positive earnings and a big M&A deal. But the technical picture seems a little less clear. I'm seeing some analysis that suggests the sentiment is actually a bit bearish.
That's the tug of war we're in right now. The market is hesitant. Technically, the S&P 500 has key support right around 624. If we break below that, it could get ugly. Resistance is up near 630. The price action today between those levels will be very telling.
And what about sectors? I'm seeing conflicting reports there too. Some say tech is strong, but others are saying to stay defensive.
That's the million-dollar question today. Is this a risk-on or risk-off bounce? One perspective is that tech and communications are showing relative strength. The other, more cautious view, says to avoid chasing those weak megacaps and focus on defensives. My take? The market is searching for leadership. I'm watching names on our continuation watch list, like NVTS, to see if they can maintain their momentum. That will give us a clue.
So the key takeaway for traders is to be nimble today.
Extremely nimble. The market wants to rebound after Friday's sell-off, but the big question is whether there's enough conviction to make it stick. Watch those key S&P levels and see which sectors take the lead at the open. It's all about the follow-through.
Great insights. We'll be watching those levels closely. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day.